Thanks for listening to the news live on WBEZ and NPR. The WBEZ stream sounds great in the kitchen on your smart speaker and anywhere on the WBEZ app. Listen every day.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A newly released autopsy report shows Chicago police shot Dexter Reed at least 13 times. Reed was killed last month by police during a traffic stop in Humboldt Park on Chicago's west side. The Chicago agency in charge of investigating police shootings says Reed shot at officers first during the stop, and police fired nearly 100 rounds at him in response. Reed's family is suing the city in federal court. Student activists have set up what they're calling a liberation zone at Northwestern University. This is part of a national movement of student encampments demanding school officials cut ties with Israel and protect students' right to protest. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip went to the Northwestern campus.
There's been music, dancing, pizza, and about a dozen tents, with more than 100 students sitting in a barrier around them. This morning, campus police clashed with demonstrators in the encampment and threatened them with arrest. They have since backed off and are observing from a few yards away. Northwestern's president sent out new rules for demonstrations this morning, banning tents. Protesters have said they will not leave until their demands are met. Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
The NFL draft gets underway tonight, and right now the Chicago Bears have 4 draft picks total. That's the fewest amount in franchise history. General Manager Ryan Poles said in his pre-draft press conference he doesn't feel a need to trade for more picks.
I feel really good at where we're at. If that happens, that's great. If we have less, that's whatever we need to do to kind of accomplish what we're setting out to do and improve our football team.
The Bears tonight are expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams with their opening pick. The first round kicks off at 7 o'clock. Meantime, a group that protects the Chicago lakefront from private development is harshly criticizing a $4.7 billion plan for the new Bears Stadium and campus. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Friends of the Parks released a statement saying the Bears pitch, supported by Mayor Johnson, is another example of what it calls the Chicago way, where major decisions are made behind closed doors. The group accuses the Bears of trying to rush through its plans without proper vetting or public input, despite wanting billions of dollars in public subsidies. The Bears are pitching a new covered stadium just south of the old one, and they're offering just $2.3 billion for the nearly $5 billion project. Friends of the Parks has successfully sued in the past to stop private development along Chicago's lakefront. The group stopped short of saying whether it would try to block this plan. And in cute news for your day, Imani the piping plover has returned to Montrose Beach on Chicago's near north side. The endangered bird is the son of Monty and Rose, two plovers who called Chicago home in recent summers. Monty, though, died in 2022. Rose has never returned from the Gulf Coast. This is the third year Imani has returned to look for a mate. Good luck. Weather sunny and breezy today with a high near 60, clear and chilly tonight, a low in the low 40s, and then some showers on Friday afternoon. Tomorrow's going to be a breezy day with a high in the low 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.